happen.
Skip class and take the Frank's Red Hot Challenge during the P1 Pledge Party. Wednesday, September 7th at UTA with the Hardline. Get a t-shirt and a chance to win a $100 gift basket from Frank's and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It is 4:13. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are out today at the Dallas Stars Icebreaker here at the AAC. It is underway. People are inside the building. They are enjoying the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. They will be enjoying autographs here in a little bit.
Captain Ahab didn't waste any time, did he?
No, he certainly did not. Enjoying those concession stands, too, and all that that implies. And while you're enjoying all that, let's all enjoy Enid. Yes, sir, that's it, sir. That's the shocker right there. Let's enjoy a little entertainment news for you. Brought to you by Budweiser and FC Dallas. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the market's most abrasive, polarizing radio personality. He's all ready to get things loosened up down there. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Mrs. Ballbricker.
God, the turnaround's getting fast.
You know, before we get into the main meat of E-News, I would like to present this factoid to you, which absolutely floors me. Mariah Carey.
Bat.
Just reached a milestone on the Billboard charts. She has, for the 14th week, a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. And
That's 14 straight weeks?
Non-consecutive. She skipped 1 week. Then, this week, her new single, Shake It Off, jumped from 4 to 2. So now she has the number one and number two singles on the charts. She's one of 4 acts to do that in the history of Billboard.
History of rock and roll. I don't think I've ever heard of either of those songs.
I haven't heard of anything. I don't know what she does. Nelly. She joins Nelly, who did it in 2002. You want to take guess who the other ones were?
Beatles and Elvis.
Beatles in 1964. I wonder what that was for.
Hard Day's Night.
'64 would have your hand, and I saw her standing there. Probably.
'64.
Yeah, it says 1964.
Well, they probably had two that came out that year.
Doesn't say for what.
Hard Day's Night '64? No.
I think you're right.
Could have been.
Guess.
There's the fake.
There
David
he is.
Lee Roth.
There he is.
That's right.
Guess the other one. 1978.
The Bee Gees.
That's right.
I was either going to guess them or Leo Sayer.
With what? Staying Alive and what else?
Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, probably. Wait. Well, Night Fever, the song.
How does that go?
Maybe it was Jive Talking.
You know what? That may not be right. That came out in 76.
No, it didn't. Saturday Night Fever?
I thought it was 76.
No,
78.
No, later, 70. Yeah, that would have been in 78.
Look that up. I don't think so.
I think it is.
That came out my senior year in high school?
If it's the Bee Gees, it had to have been.
That came out in 78?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can tell everything.
That's Staying Alive.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the one that you...
Night Fever?
Night Fever.
Is there any band more impossible to replicate than that? You know?
It's hard.
Good Lord.
Uncle Crocker.
But they're
stuff.
So great.
Oh, no.
Are they?
Love the Bee Gees.
So there goes Mariah Carey in there with Nelly, the Bee Gees, and the Beatles. Congratulations.
You know, I thought we were finished with her.
No.
You know, because she had that movie that
I think she wants
tank.
To be put on the air.
Did you say it was 64?
Yeah.
That would have been I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You. We're both at...
All right, now let's get
released a week apart.
That was smart. Let's get to the tsunami, the hurricane benefit.
That probably was smart.
Cora.
Why?
Back then.
Why don't you let it roll a little bit? Let it build up some momentum, some steam.
They didn't know what they were doing. They just knew they had something hot, and they were ready to capitalize
Cobra.
On it. They did.
They didn't know if they were going to be around for a month or two.
When was the album released?
You want to know what's funny?
Were albums not big then? You bought singles, right?
Yeah, you bought singles.
Their first single that they released in the U.S. was From Me to You. If there's anything that you want. Its top position on the charts was 116.
What?
Yes. And then their next two, Hold Your Hand and She Loves You, both went to number one.
So they got up to a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah. Now, which one did they have that where they had the flip side, the B-side?
With My Bonnie?
Didn't they have that one of those where the
My Bonnie,
the main track
for a hit?
And then the flip side, both of them went number one. Was it Hey Jude? And
I saw her standing there in My
Revelation?
Bonnie. What?
Revolution.
Revolution, I mean.
What, the book of the Bible?
Yeah. No, Hey Jude and Revolution. Hey Jude did go to number one. Revolution went to was number 12.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grego. Now, Something and Come Together both were number one. And that was a A-side and B-side, and they both charted, went to the top.
It looks like Jim Lights was trying to join us for entertainment news. I'm not sure if...
Jim.
He really wants to. Jim, would you like to join us here in 7 minutes? Okay.
All right. Seven minutes it is.
Could have him out on free news. All right, so Hurricane Katrina, the television benefits. We have one that will feature Wynton Marsalis and Green Day.
Boy, now that's an odd twosome.
God, no kidding. They need to be paid.
I'm trying to figure out exactly. All right, here it is. A concert for hurricane relief will air on NBC, MSNBC, and CNBC at 8 p.m. Friday. The hour-long special will be hosted by Matt Lauer, scheduled to include Wynton Marsalis, Harry Connick Jr., Tim McGraw. They're all locals. Those are all New Orleans people. Leonardo DiCaprio and other celebrities are expected to participate.
Tim McGraw's a New Orleans guy?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Viewers will be encouraged to donate to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. Another aid effort was announced by MTV, starting with a Saturday, September 10th music special airing on MTV, VH1, CMT. This will include Green Day, Ludacris, Gretchen Wilson, Usher, Alicia Keys, John Mellencamp, the Dave Matthews Band, Rob Thomas, David Banner. Isn't he the guy from The Incredible Hulk?
That is. That's Bill Bixby.
He's a rapper. And Linkin Park's Chester Bennington.
What about Goiterhead? Are they getting him in there?
Goiterhead?
Yeah, that's Aaron Neville. He's from New Orleans.
Hammer.
I don't think his nickname in those circles is Goiterhead.
I don't know, but the Puff Daddy list is now up to 2 minutes. we have a new participant, too.
Nate.
The special will be available on MTV2, MTVU. What is MTVU?
I don't
MTV
know.
University? You look young, hip. You don't know what's going on?
That guy looks hip with that Captain Ahab beard.
Yeah, hipper than you.
No, I'm
He's drinking beer.
I'm a lot hipper than that guy.
Hey.
Greg. So, things are happening. Things are cooking here. And I guess it was going to take some time to organize one of these big, massive benefits. And so there you go. September 10th. Next Saturday.
Well, whenever you really don't have anywhere to go, you'll go, boy, things are happening.
Unbelievable.
When have I ever said, boy, things are happening?
You said it a few times. I've caught you doing that. Well, things are happening and all that.
Normally it's, and people are in America.
Yeah, normally it's and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff.
So we'll look at that and stuff.
We have a notable missing person from Hurricane Katrina as entertainment guru and musical impresario Fats Domino is gone.
He has not turned up?
His longtime agent, Al Embry, who I've heard of before.
Used to pitch for the Braves.
Is that why I've heard of him? Yeah. Is that the same guy?
No.
Current Red Sox, great.
Pitches for the Yankees now.
All right.
Red Sox cut him this year.
Emery told the AP that he hadn't been able to contact Fats since talking to him Sunday evening by phone. He's 77. We were wondering how old he was. Year-old legend whose real name is Antoine Domino. Question that. Told Embry that he planned to stay at his New Orleans house with his wife, Rosemary, and their daughter. Why? I thought only the poor and destitute.
Well, I doubt
stayed.
If he's poor, for one thing.
That's what I'm saying. I thought only the poor and destitute decided to stay back.
I'm betting everybody that stayed just said, you know what, we've been through this before. You know, I'm not going to
get out
of here.
Yeah, I bet a lot of them did.
I mean, you know, we've been through hurricanes before. I'm just going to board up the windows and, you know, the wind will howl a little bit and it'll rain and everything will be okay in the morning, just like it always is.
Did you read Jill today?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
What'd he say?
Pretty much that very thing. He said New Orleanians have been through this before. So when they told him to get out of there, a lot of them didn't think much of it.
But the thing is, when Camille hit, wasn't Camille Katrina's equal, but it was bad.
And that was in 69, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or in the 60s sometimes, 65. But whatever, wasn't that bad enough to where they should have evacuated then? That's the last major one they had,
isn't it?
Well,
that's when it was. That was a long time ago.
Right, but there's still a lot of people around from 19, like you. If there was a hurricane that hit Dallas that bad, you sure as hell would remember that, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I would, but
Mike Reiner.
People who wouldn't?
Well, you would spread the word with your radio show.
Sure would. The way I always do.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you.
Gil's job.
Because I'm performing a public service here.
All right, we were wondering if Fats Domino was poor.
Oh, Mike.
Yes.
Fats Domino has sold 110 million records.
Hey. Wow.
You know what? I don't get that. If he is, he's sold more than anybody ever. I mean, because you'll have that word.
No, singles. You got to. He sold singles.
Well, I wish they would differentiate between that. I mean, what are they talking about?
Like Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, and what else did you say?
Let the Four Winds Blow, Blue Monday.
He probably sold 8 albums and 109 million.
I wish somehow they could delineate that, because that confuses me. You'll see that list, and, you know, Garth Brooks is right behind Led Zeppelin. And then you'll see one where Mariah Carey sold a lot, and all of a sudden you'll see one where Charlie Pride sold 70 million.
Now, he's great. Fats Domino is great. Yes, he is. And he truly is the pioneer, or one of the pioneers, of the New Orleans sound as far as bringing it into the mainstream. And the New Orleans sound is very unique.
What is it? Zydeco? And
it's
kind of jazzy.
It's a lot of
funky.
It's like gumbo. It's a lot of different stuff.
Because his stuff just sounds like early rock and roll.
Yeah, but there's a particular way that they play the piano in New Orleans. And he was the guy who pretty much brought that into the mainstream, at least for little white guys like me up here in the hinterlands.
Hey.
Drew Barrymore had an incident at Shea Stadium. She was attending a Mets game with her boyfriend, Fab Moretti of the Strokes. By the way,
he could do better.
Way better.
What's so great about him?
Well, he's about half her age, and
he's 10 years younger than her.
He's so hot.
The drummer for the Strokes should be dating one of the hottest Italian models out there or something. Something crazy.
He probably doesn't want an Italian because she's got a mustache.
They should get crazy nookie, like boy band ass, you know?
Maybe he likes Drew Barrymore. Did you ever think about that?
No. No, I didn't.
What's wrong with her?
Surely he's tired of that by now.
Well, when he is, he'll move on. Well, I don't see anything wrong with Drew Barrymore. Nothing at all.
Yeah, but you're Grego.
Yeah, but you like her. You like Greg. E.T. Drew Barrymore.
Right. That's creepy.
That's sick. No, I don't.
She's like 30 now, Greg.
Yeah, she's grown up.
I thought she was a nut.
Stop being gross.
She is nuts.
She had a drug problem
but
and stuff like that.
But seriously,
she have a lot of tattoos and stuff?
Yeah.
But what girl's not a nut?
They're all nuts.
So.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, that's true.
Except for Glenda.
You know, if you start culling nuts,
well, Glenda's not a nut.
You're going to be gay.
What?
Which I'm considering.
Be easier, wouldn't it?
It would. I think it'd be a lot easier just to be gay.
It would.
Just give up.
Right. Quit.
Although I don't know.
Get out of the game.
I don't know if I could attract the gay man.
Sure you could. You're metrosexual Grego.
Yeah, but you know, they like young buff guys.
See, I could be gay. My only problem with being gay is the gay sex.
Yeah, that is that's something to take into consideration.
It's a difficult byproduct.
About switching teams.
Right. It's kind of tough.
Yeah, I could live with a guy, but I don't still want to screw him.
All right, well, anyway, Drew Barrymore and Fab were at the Mets game, and supposedly they were sitting in a luxury suite, and next to their luxury suite was this group of people who were taking pictures of her the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So she says. Well, then they say,
because they didn't know who the hell he is.
The group taking pictures said, well, she was smoking and drinking like a chimney. So we asked the security guard to tell her to put out her cigarette because there were young children around, but she just kept on smoking. Suddenly, she stormed into our suite with a lit cigarette I berated one of my friends in front of his young daughter for taking a picture of her. Thankfully, one of the stadium staff kicked her out of our box. Barrymore says, the family making this claim were constantly taking pictures of me, and I politely asked them to stop so that the people I was with would not be bothered. And now they're making claims about my behavior, which is outrageous. This family obviously has a chip on their shoulder, and another thought should not be wasted on this.
I don't believe
either. Did you dry hump her?
What'd you say, ma'am?
Did you dry hump her?
What is that from?
Barb.
Oh.
I don't believe either one of them.
I tend to believe the younger generation.
What?
Drew Barrymore. I'd believe her.
Mm. Cobra.
Let's see. Snoop Dogg has a lawsuit going on.
Who's
because...
that?
And I don't understand this. Does he have a...
Run DMC.
No.
Beastie Boys.
He's got a Pee Wee Football League.
Does he have some sort of...
Coral.
Copyright on shizzle and all that language that he throws out there?
If he doesn't, he's dumb.
Well, supposedly...
How can he get a copyright on that and we can't get one on the ticket?
Remember the guy that had the car dealership that 50 Cent was suing for using his likeness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Snoop's suing the same guy because in one of his car advertisements, it says, it's Barbizzle the Shizzle, boy I gizzle.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't speak Snoop.
I don't either.
Well, Kevin does. Ask him.
Barbizzle the Shizzle, boy I gizzle. So
I know what shizzle means.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best S... I guess, is what they're
Kevin
trying to
Scott.
Say.
Kevin Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
So he's suing him, huh?
Yeah, he's suing.
All right.
What are you going to
do? Wow.
And Courtney Cox had to call a press conference because people are saying she's anorexic. So, once again, a celebrity being accused of something. Oh, you're gay. Okay, now I got to call a press conference. You're using drugs. Got to call a press conference. She had to call a press conference saying, no, I'm not anorexic.
Well,
I'm not bulimic.
Last time I saw her, she looked anything but anorexic.
Indeed.
She looked chunky?
Yeah.
Courtney Cox? Are you thinking of the right
You're thinking of Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Come on, Hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, Hammer.
Hi, Uncle Hammer.
Oh, Hammer.
Oh, Hammer, jeez. Hammer.
Yeah.
Hi, Uncle Hammer.
She might be. Have an eating problem.
I don't think so. I think she's hot. You think she's hot, Mike?
No, she's way too skinny.
You think?
Yes, needs implants too.
She used
really
to be
bad.
Hot
she when
doesn't.
She was in that Bruce Springsteen video.
1984. She was like 13. Once again, pedophilia Grego.
God, come on, Greg.
Jeez.
She was in eighth grade.
Oh,
she was
Hammer,
like 20
Hammer,
years
Hammer.
Old. Whatever.
Oh,
we gotta
Hammer,
go.
Hammer, Hammer.
We have sports professional Jim Lights coming up next.
Come on, Hammer.
Indeed. Well, we have all the ranch report next.
Oh.
Read your run sheet, okay. Farthead.
Oh, and Jim Lights has been
there's the shocker.
Man.
All right,
we'll
the
keep
shocker
it quick.
Is next.
Mickey's got to do it now.
All right.
Hey, it's Big Dick, and tonight on the P1 Wild Ass Circus, believe it or not, our producer, Mike Turley, goes one-on-one with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Who'll be left standing? We'll find out tonight on the P1 Wild Ass Circus at 8:10.
Hi.